The word of God I'd like to share with you for our meditation today is taken from the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 10 to 12. My beloved spoke and said to me, "Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land." Those words of a springtime in Israel, a time of budding joy, bursting expectations, could easily be paraphrased for our time and place, right? Let's give it a try. My beloved spoke and said to me, "Rise up, my love, my fair one, and meet me at the Ingram stairs. For lo, the winter is past, the snow is melted and gone. The grasses are green on the ball fields. The time of concerts has come, and the voice of the tree frog is heard in our land." This is the season that makes life here at Emmanuel memorable and joyful. These activities, these warming days, these traditions and routines that are special to us all. And all too quickly, of course, they are over. Summer arrives, and you go off to your various ways, some journey to a distant home. Schoolwork turns to summer jobs. Teachers shift from the classroom to the garden. Some move on to a whole new post-graduation life, of course. Then the season will change again. Summer will change into fall. And for some of you, the cycle is repeated. We meet again on this floor. Those dorms. Those classrooms. And those fall days will soon turn, of course, to grinding winter. For others of you, though, this season will lead to a different, a post-Emmanuel life. But your lives will be filled with a change of seasons still. From youth to maturity. From student to workforce. From single to two. From two to three or four. From child to parent to grandparent, from the springtime of life to the winter of our existence. And this is how it will be, and this is how it should be. You remember the promise of the Lord from Genesis. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Nature depends on such routines, doesn't it? And we learn to accommodate those changes in seasons and changes in times. But let's remember the dark truth behind that promise. Those were words of God's promise after the flood. After a holy and just God had looked out on the world he created, a world very good in his estimation, into which sin had entered. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the hot thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And so, the Lord directed Noah and his own, the remaining faithful, to build the ark. And in that ark they were saved, the faithful ones of God, and the one promise of the future that mattered. In the same way, we are saved through the waters of our baptism. Just as Peter called upon his Jerusalem audience in that great Pentecost sermon, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Be saved from this perverse generation." The God who declared the promise of the seasons is the God of love. The God who preserves his own on a ship afloat upon the turbulent oceans of life. As Solomon also said in another account, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what has been planted, and you know how the rest of it goes, until it reaches the end and he says, and God has put eternity, no, I'm sorry, but he finishes up with, God has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts. Except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. In other words, it's all kind of a mystery to us. But this we can be sure of. All our days, all our seasons, the sunny and the warm, as well as the chilly and gray, have this overarching theme for us. It is God's will that we find him in our lives, that we come to know him as he is and reveals himself in Scripture, that we come to know the God who on that marvelous spring day atoned for sin, conquered death, broke the chains of the grave for us all. Our purpose in life, wherever we are, wherever we go from here, is not to mindlessly live out our lives cycle after cycle, not knowing where we're going. Grasping on to what is easily lost, clinging to former glories that will never be relived. We live this life looking forward, my friends. Looking forward to a day that awaits all who are baptized and hope in Christ. We who are passengers on the ark of the church. In the ark of the church? Yeah, in the ark of the church. Hastening the day when Christ will come and usher us into his own everlasting springtime. When he will appear and will say to us all, rise up, my fair one, and come away. And the time of singing will really come into our lives. So we will conclude with hymn 30, Oh That I Had a Thousand Voices. We're singing stanzas 1, 3, and 5. Hymn 30.
Zion.